Next item on the agenda is item number six, Mark Douglas, 10-0921. Mr. Nykerk.
Douglas is requesting authorization to construct two low-profile timber groins extending 48 feet channel to mean low water. Jason O's property situated along the York River in the Jenkins Neck area of Gloucester County. Project requires both a subaqueous permit and a coastal primary sand dunes and beaches permit. Project site's depicted with the red arrow. It is in the Jenkins Neck area of Gloucester County. For reference, this is Coleman Bridge here, Gloucester Point. This is Perrin Creek. It's a 2009 aerial image of the Jenkins Neck area. Again, the red arrow depicts the project site. This is a closer view of that 2009 image. The shoreline consists of a sandy beach with a wide, shallow, sandy subtidal flat with some SAV. You can see patches of it out here, and then it becomes more prevalent offshore. The adjacent upland is low in elevation, and a new house has recently been constructed on pilings. Mr. Douglas's lot is approximately 240 feet wide along the shoreline. He's seeking authorization to construct two low-profile timber groins, again, extending 48 feet channel to mean high water. One of the groins would be located near the eastern property line, which is in this area, and the other is would be between 60 and 90 feet upstream of that. This is the plan view drawings. Again, total length is 60 feet, but they would extend about 48 feet channel to mean high water. The pier, which is shown here, we determined was statutorily exempt. The cross-sectional drawing of the proposed groins. These groins are sloped with the channeled end at the elevation of mean high water, which is what we typically recommend for low-profile groins. It's difficult to tell if it extends at the proper slope, which we recommend as being 10 to 1. We would like to get that clarified by the contractor if you do decide to approve the project. This is a ground shot looking downstream. The easternmost groin would be located in about this area here. The groins will impact approximately 100 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 20 square feet of state-owned submerged lands. Gloucester County has not yet adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance. As a result, the Commission is charged with acting as the local Dunes and Beaches Board pursuant to Chapter 14, Subtitle 3 of Title 28.2 of the Code. In their report dated June 30th, 2010, VIM stated that an offshore rock sill or breakwater system combined with beach nourishment is the preferred alternative for shoreline stabilization at this site. However, since there is SAV located channel to the shoreline, they state any breakwater or sill should be sited so as to avoid SAV impacts. This is looking upstream along the beach. We met with Mr. Douglas and his contractor, Mr. Charles Duke, on site last month and discussed the project and possible alternatives. Mr. Douglas said he had considered a breakwater system but felt it was cost prohibitive. He is primarily concerned with addressing erosion he has noted on the eastern end of his property. We did discuss some alternate spacing for the groins and the inclusion of beach nourishment to minimize impacts on sand transport, and he was amenable to those modifications. We didn't receive any comments or response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner has objected to the project. This is a shot looking from near the eastern property line back at the new residence. You see the beach transitioning into the upland about this point. This is, I have to explain this picture a little bit. This is a 2002 aerial laying right beside a 2009 image. This is the beach as it continues up there. This is 2009. This is 2002. This is the old house. This is about the location of Mr. Douglas's current house. And this is the area he's been concerned about. You'll note from the next image, which was going to be 2009, extending the whole way across the screen, that the beach has been relatively stable except for this area right here. Go back real quick. Staff agrees that the construction of an offshore breakwater would be preferable along this shoreline, but we also understand Mr. Douglas's concern about the additional costs associated with a properly designed riprap breakwater system. Additionally, breakwaters are typically more effective when they are used to treat an entire reach of shoreline, and the adjoining property owners are not currently proposing any shoreline protection work. According to our aerial photography, much of this beach appears to have been relatively stable since 2002, and those 2002 aerials were taken prior to Hurricane Isabel. As noted by Mr. Douglas, however, there has been some erosion near the eastern end of the property. Although groins interrupt sediment transport by design, that impact can be reduced through the use of low-profile design groins and the placement of beach nourishment within the created groin cell. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2, 1403, 10B, and 28.2, 1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the groins being constructed with a low-profile design and with the condition that a minimum of 40 cubic yards of sand be placed within the created groin cell within 14 days of completion of the groins. We also recommend a royalty in the amount of $10 for the encroachment of the groins on 20 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions of Mr. Nykirk. Mr. Tankard?
As you mentioned, the beach looks pretty stable. Is there really a need? And two, which way does the sand move here?
Right. We questioned that. That's actually why we met on site down there. And it was Mr. Douglas had noted, again, this area right here, which is near his eastern property line, that area has receded from about here to back here. And that's the area he's trying to protect with the two groins, trying to say that. I think there was some sort of structure out there before, yeah, whether it was a bulkhead, whether it was a return wall from the bulkhead, or whether it was a groin. It's difficult for us to tell. There's not a whole lot of change going on there. The other thing to keep in mind is, these pictures that we've got are kind of a snapshot in time, and he has seen, erosion, come and go over time period. We think with the low profile design and the beach nourishment that the impacts on sediment transport would really be pretty minimal. As far as direction of drift, it's both ways. This is an area, it's a south-facing shoreline, and if I can back up, it's kind of protected by this point out here. This is eroding. This used to be more of an island out here. It's eroding, subjecting this area more to some of the southeastern winds. But there's a fair amount of sand moving back and forth along the shoreline.
Chip, if the sand is moving both ways, wouldn't reason say that what's maybe impacting that beachfront more than anything else is a direct offshore impact? As far as, I'm not really certain, where it may be more singular violent events that are causing erosion versus a day-to-day type event.
Steady.
That.
Mm-hmm. I think it probably is more, storm events. Okay. And typically your south-facing shorelines are more protected from.
Further questions? Thanks, Chip. Is the applicant present or represented, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, sir. Mark Douglas, sir.
Come forward, sir, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Across the photographs, maybe this is actually came from the ship. This may be the best one to show you. Here.
Yeah, if you could state your name for the record when you get back to the podium, just so we've got that on file.
Mark Douglas.
Thank you.
And if I am, Chip, how about this?
Sure.
Thank you.
a brief recess? Okay.
There's a pointer, sir, if you need to use it on the table.
That's 2009?
That is, yes, 2009.
Oh, that's a 2009 photograph. I took some pictures this weekend, and I should point out, Friday, mean high water.
Okay. Full moon was last night, I presume, as
Friday,
well.
Friday week.
Okay.
I was down there. Friday week.
Sure, absolutely.
This kind of shows where the tide receded, and you can see the seaweed line way up into the trees.
Okay.
I've lost 78 feet of beach. The left-hand side of the property. If you look at the drawing that I first drawn, I gave to you, and I scaled the best I can. I'm in commercial real estate, so I'm dangerous. Got a lot of beach erosion, and those trees right there. In years past, there was actually a second row of trees out front of that, and they're just gone.
Okay.
And in addition to that, I should point out the height of the beach, where the grass is, has just been level. So whenever we have a full moon, I have water up in there just for each grass.
Okay.
I probably should point out also my septic system is in the house and the road.
Yikes.
So I need to protect that best I can.
Any questions of the applicant? Mr. Holland?
Yes, sir. Do you agree with staff recommendation?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, Mr. Nyker's been wonderful. Came out and saw me.
Okay, any further questions, gentlemen? Mr. Shea?
Well, I know that an offshore breakwater is a little bit costly in that fact, but is this going to give you the kind of protection from, you know, a direct hit type storm events that probably is the biggest impact?
We believe so. If you were to look at the Chesapeake Bay and the Baybridge Tunnel, it's a straight shot about 18 miles to my river house. Just given the angle there, that should stop that. I'd like to get my neighbor to put one on his side too, but he said he doesn't have the money.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in support of the project? I'd like to hear from Vims, if I could, please. State your name for the record, please.
Paul Varnell.
Paul, you've heard the testimony today. What's your professional opinion on what this project will do to achieve what this gentleman is attempting to achieve? I'm not or even attempt to supplant my education knowledge for yours. I want to hear what you got.
A big part of my research for the last 12 years is beaches, dunes, the volatility of such. It's a very low area, sand rich. The groins will help maintain a small elevation on the beach. In this reach, we're more concerned with when that island goes away. It's going to change the shoreward dynamic in that area. As an entrance step, the groins will help. It will maintain a robustness of the beach above general dynamic that occurs seasonally and variably. Beaches are never stable. They're always in motion. So it's a very minimal impact to any environmental concerns that we would have this approach. As we saw at Vims when our project was, it's when you have SAV offshore, it's difficult to, on a site-by-site basis, to design a rock structure, breakwater. So especially for a small 240-foot area like this. So this is a reasonable approach at this point, I would think. So.
Questions of Mr. Varnell? Mr. Tanker?
My only concern, Lyle, is the adjacent property owners. Are we going to be taking sand from them to increase the shoreline, and as a result, they'll see economic detriments to their property?
Well, it depends on the shoreline situation. There is, like Chip was actually correct, there's a lot of sand movement back and forth in this area of Swish. There's also a lot of onshore, offshore. So that will probably mitigate some of the effects. You'll see some on a temporary basis. And with growings, there is an end effect at the end where there's just small areas of erosion that can exacerbate if they're not, taken care of after some storm events, because there is a little bit of reflection of wave energy at the end of the growings. But it is important to keep in mind, breakwaters do the same thing as growings, and sometimes it worse because they're higher elevation. They also have an effect on downdrift properties to some degree from longshore transport. So, I would suspect here that the impacts, especially since the applicant has agreed to nourish within the cells, that would be a minimal concern at this point.
Okay. Any questions? Further questions, Mr. Varnell? Thank you, Lyle. Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Holland?
I move to we adopt staff recommendation.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? I will tell you, I do have some concern with this one, but I'm going to hinge on the fact that Mr. Varnell indicated that this is an interim approach to basically addressing the matter, and I think down the road probably something else will have to be done, but at the same time, the person has a right to protect the property, and relying on your expertise, I'm going to vote in the affirmative. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much.